Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Show Talk with Angela Butler. I'm your host, Angela Butler. We have with us tonight Dr. Walter Burns. I'm going to go into a commercial, and then we're going to come back to the show.
At risk, youth is defined by statute as a child under the age of 18 who meets at least one of the following three requirements: is absent from home for at least 70 consecutive hours without parental consent, or is beyond parental control such that his slash her behavior endangers the health, safety, or welfare of the child or any other person, has a substance abuse problem for which there are no pending criminal charges relating to the substance abuse. At Camp Penny, we have found that at-risk youth struggles with complex issues and scenarios that are brought on by peers, mentors, family members, and difficult social environments. Camp Penny understands the increased complexity of today's at-risk youth, hands-on parents. Camp Penny works with nonprofits and federal agencies to find solutions. Today's youth are exposed to a variety of negatives, making them more at risk to injury, academic failure, and poor health. Teens who are likely to be more at risk are usually those that do not have a strong support system at home and in the community, as well as teens who are not coping well with the different challenges that they are facing. So what sorts of programs will Camp Penny have? Camp Penny will provide outdoor activities as a main feature of the camp. There is no sitting around getting bored at Camp Penny. The girls will eat a well-balanced and healthy diet, then get outside for some well-planned and highly beneficial programs. Just the Camp Penny location is a real boost for our children. The beauty of nature may not have previously registered with many city-bound kids. Out in the wilderness, the teens get to commune with nature, observe the wildlife, and tackle challenging physical tasks. That will build their self-confidence and their muscles. If you would like to help or become a volunteer of the Camp Penny project, please contact us at client@camppenny.org. Let's save our daughters.
When you're searching for the latest news on entertainment, the economy, business, technology, and creative arts, choose
the Digital Conglomerate Magazine.
Not only do they give you all the latest information, but they're there for you 24/7, baby, giving you the 411 and all you need to know, baby. Visit the Digital Conglomerate Magazine online. Just Google us, baby. We're everywhere. Let's get down to business. So you're having that company function or business function, and you need the proper services to get that business menu pumped. Okay, here's the solution. Call Exquisite Barista Services. Exquisite Barista Services has the experience to create a signature beverage for your business or organization. Services also include barista training, custom beverage menu creation, food and beverage pairing, and so much more. Visit Exquisite Barista Services online at www.exquisiteexpressinc.com, or better yet, call 210-701-0143. That's 210-701-0143. Don't take your chances on the other man. Get that grand plan and choose Exquisite Barista Services.
Can I tell you that you're looking real, real nice with your sundress on? Girl, you're as pretty as the sky. I'm not the one to spit game or be the one to drown you with words. I just wanna know your name, and then I'ma give you mine in return. Your lips, your eyes. Girl, you gotta know that you are one of a kind. And can you tell me this? Are you messing with some other guy? And if not, then maybe I can call you later on tonight and see what's going down.
Good afternoon.
Yeah.
I wanna know if I can get the chance to chill with you.
Chill with you.
Then maybe go catch a movie and grab some food.
Oh, 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 oh.
I just wanna get to know you. Then maybe I can get the chance to wake up next to you and tell you the morning.
tell you this. Your beautiful skin's like a perfect 10. Your smile, your style, your sexiness look way more sweeter than a Hershey kiss. And you're wearing that dress with them shoes and the rest. I can tell that you walk around with confidence. And I really like the way you smell. Girl, I love the way you carry yourself. Like, whoa. Yeah, I know you done heard this before, but I'm about to tell you some more. That you're really, really, really beautiful. From head to toe, like, whoa. I really wanna take it slow, so we can reach that last level, where we both get that perfect glow.
Good afternoon. I wanna know if I can get the chance to chill with.
Hello, listeners. Welcome to Show Talk with Angela Butler. I'm your host, Angela Butler. We have with us tonight Dr. Walter Burns. Dr. Walter Burns is with the Kitchen Cabinet. He is also coming out with a new book. How are you doing, Dr. Walter Burns? Welcome back to Show Talk with Angela Butler.
Ms. Robinson, how are you doing, Ms. Robinson?
Angela Butler.
I mean, Ms. Butler. Please pardon me.
That's
Ms.
Okay.
Butler.
I'm glad to have you on the show tonight.
We're glad to be back on the show. We appreciated the first time we were on the show, and it's always delightful and pleasurable to come and interchange and to share a few ideas and receive more along the way.
All right, it's good to have you back. We're going to talk about President Barack Obama's reelection campaign.
Yes.
And we're going to talk about your book tonight. What do you think about President Barack Obama's reelection campaign?
I think his reelection campaign is having a task to perform this year. I'm on his reelection committee, and of course, the president has done a great job. We must get our citizens to go back and vote their conviction. Hopefully, they'll vote for the incumbent president. Now, I don't say that as a campaign. I'm saying I hope that everyone who has a right to vote for whomever they choose will go back and vote like I'm voting for the man that I see as the best choice that we can have for President of the United States. President Obama has accomplished some single things. He's watched out for national security. He certainly scored some pluses in his presidency. He's got a health rights and a health bill through Congress, which no one has ever done in the last 100+ years. The president has dealt with some foreign affairs matters, and he has made some of our enemies realize that they must respect our rights to exist as the United States of America, and that they, if they're going to be involved with us, they must obey the laws of the land. Some were disobeying. They were interfering with our soldiers and interfering with our rights to, as a nation, to have certain conveniences. And at one point he removed the dictator, and at another point they got some pirates, and another time he got Mr. Bin Laden.
Yes.
And made him move from present time into history. the president has to make those type choices. Not only that, he's done more to help military families through the vision of the First Lady. The president received a substantial situation for immigration law. One, he didn't get 100% of what he wanted, but it decided that local and state states' law enforcement officers, if they have a real reason to stop a person to enforce a law, they can enforce that law. However, it was written into the record today by the court that even though a state like Arizona had the right to enforce the laws of immigration, they cannot just pack and take over the federal government's role in so doing. Now, that's saying it kind of roughly, but that's what happened. Of course, Mr. Associate Judge, and his name eludes me now, he objected. But the law of the land is the law of the land. We got a majority vote on one part that we are pleased with, one part that we're not 100% pleased with, but we got something to give it a check and balance system, and that's what our government is about. The president has gotten jobs, he's gotten the banks, where they must obey the laws of the land or suffer the consequences. He has fixed it so senior citizens can get rights to have properties that have lost value, to get a refundable mortgage on that, where if it only owes so much or worth so much, they can refund that, refinance that mortgage for what it's worth. The president has done a yeoman job going in office, inheriting all kinds of miscarriages of affairs of government by the previous administration, and President Obama has stepped in and worked very well, at times with tedious situations, but he's worked very well. He has developed a lack of patience with the press, who will be disrespectful at any cost, who will stand up and call the president something untruthful. They would declare a statement untruthful. The president reprimanded very severely the other day, and rightly so. You must respect the office of president. And anybody that would step in the House of Congress and on congressional property seek to disrespect the president is a liability. I question that person's commitment to what our Constitution suggests. And the president reprimanded that press representative and let him know that you will not ask the questions here that we will go by my agenda today. Now, this is business as an intelligent, well-educated nation would carry it out. I have the right to disagree, but I don't have the right to disrupt everything going with my little petty disagreement. There's a time and place that we must stand, and President Obama certainly let that news person know that he was out of place. But to get back to the original question, and all this is pointing to it, the president has a serious thing to do to be reelected. I feel that he'll be reelected. It is my wish that he be reelected. It is my, if you will, prayer, and that's one of my rights, to pray and be prayerful. I can't make anybody else, but I pray that he will be reelected to complete 4 more years and keep carrying us onward and upward in the 21st century. He certainly earned the right to do so, in my opinion, and hopefully in the opinion of many others like myself.
What do you think about the Attorney General and what happened with the Attorney General? In your opinion, was the right thing did?
Well, the president used executive powers. The thing that people don't want to acknowledge in many instances is that every president has that power, and that Congress can call something. They can certainly call the Attorney General in question. The president has the right to exert executive power. That's constitutional practice. It is not new. They say, well, this is the first time we know of this president. You have never had a president who didn't issue executive power. President Obama is no different than those who've done it before. He is doing well within the framework, and he is a constitutional scholar par excellence, having taught constitutional law at the University of Chicago Law School, and being a president of the Harvard Law Review, chosen by his peers and professors. He is a scholar par excellence. He knows the Constitution of the United States. He's a leader excellent, and he leads with dignity. Sometimes you have to rattle your voice to make misbehaving children even know that they must be called to order. And sometimes you have to get a little fire in your voice to get that order. And I think the powers that are, that the president has the intestinal fortitude to stand and call things to order when they get out of hand. He has executive power, and his executive power can prevent when somebody's using a stalling tactic. And when he is the one that makes the deeming of that possible. No, he's the one to carry that out, and the Constitution provides and procedures. There are certain procedures that Congress must carry out. There are certain that the executive seat of government have exclusively. I wish they taught more about the Constitution in our school system. I carry a little book with the Constitution in it, and I enjoy to read my rights.
All right. For my new listeners, Dr. Walter Burns, for my new list, what is the kitchen cabinet and what are your duties with the kitchen cabinet?
The kitchen cabinet was formed in 1803 by President Andrew Jackson. Several presidents have used one. These are not official members of cabinet like his Secretary of Education, Health, and Human Services, like Secretary of State or Secretary of Defense. The kitchen cabinet is a combination of visionaries, intelligent people, supposedly, and I say that only, I'd like to think that I'm reasonably intelligent. The president can appoint those whom he thinks can be resources as honorable members and honorary members of his kitchen cabinet. He can call on you for your expertise, and you can play into him what you think as an intelligent, educated, a common citizen of this country, a citizen without necessary spectacular education, but who has rights as a citizen in good standing with the government. He can appoint you to the kitchen cabinet. And, of course, I receive mail each day. I receive mail from a person who's a member of his caucus group. Today, I received two pieces of mail from different individuals. I can relate my opinion, and I'm requested to do so. I give that opinion, and the president and his cabinet, his actual constitutional cabinet, can weigh what the constituency is feeling and move based on their policies and for the highest good of this nation, this United States of America.
All right. So that's what the kitchen cabinet is, and those are what your duties are. Do you think the Republican Party will ever come to a compromise with the Democrat Party and the current president, in your opinion?
They will come to conformity. There are some wise Republicans. There are some Republicans who know what is best. But the first measure of what we need to happen is we need everybody to go to the polls who registered to do so. Everybody. Don't take that right for granted. Go and vote your conviction. I hope you vote for the person that I'm supporting with all my heart. But you have your right to go and vote your conviction. If you don't vote, accept whatever you get. I think at some point there has to be a meeting of the minds between Democrats and Republicans. It happens often, more than the individual citizen might know. They come together. They help each other. Many times their own states they represent have agenda that might not be the agenda of Georgia. Florida might be interested in Florida's water. Hawaii might have some interest that Atlanta, Georgia wouldn't have. California and the seacoast areas might have some points that are more of concern to them than they would be to Arizona. So you see, each person comes, and we come together as a nation, and we work out our differences, and we vote and work toward the highest good of these United States of America.
All right. All right. That's all right.
Mm-hmm.
The health care bill. Why do you feel that there's such a some states doing this over the health care bill that President Barack Obama passed? That has passed and is now at the Supreme Court. Why do you think they're doing this?
Healthcare
would benefit everyone. Because when people are, to my opinion, if people are healthy, they work longer. And
they live longer and they cost the government less.
Yes,
and the purpose of having a government like ours is where every citizen in good standing has a voice in government through representatives. Now, there are some people that don't want anything that President Obama does to be right because they don't want him to be president. And so they try to sell certain people that the health care bill isn't good. But I agree with 98% of that bill. And I'm sure if the president has 98% of everything, he will win what he needs. I'm sure that health providers, many health providers support him. People are poor and need help because of the acts of other men. Poverty comes. A man called Jesus the Christ declared in his word that the poor you have with you always. The poor you will have, some are poor of their own actions, others are poor because persons were selfish in action and caused them to be impoverished. And then we've had an economy and we've had a 5-year period prior to the president's coming in when people just played with the government's money. And now you have people without jobs. We need a healthy, productive society. We want a healthy, productive society. We want people more healthy so we can spend less government money on putting Band-Aid cures. We need to help cure diseases such as HIV, AIDS. We need to face the realities of many diseases. We must make sure our senior citizens in their declining years have peace of mind and don't have to spend their little meager incomes for medication. The president has the right and the expectation of the populace that he will move positively to the highest good of the citizenry of these United States of America. And he can't be up there playing Mr. Popularity and trying to please everybody. Because anytime you lead, and you lead rightly, you lead justly, with justice.
All right.
Truth and justice will win. But many times there are those corners where you're not as popular, where you don't receive the cheerleaders in their exuberance. But you do what is right because it is expected of you to do right and just and make this situation the best for all Americans. And this president has put together a health care bill where many people have failed. Many people get jealous of you when you are successful and when you are able to do so. Some people are jealous because they want to do some illegal and unethical things in the field of health care. The president has removed, along with the support, his supporters have removed that ability to do so. And just like the late Senator Kennedy's wife wrote me today, I received a letter from her today. She's in the president's corner. This is an area where her husband supported, and he had support from across the aisle. Senator Edward M. Kennedy of Massachusetts, late. He had across the aisle support to a great extent. And his widow now writes and works and gets out and lobbies to get Americans to see that health care for the aged through Medicare is best.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. In your opinion, if President Obama's ratings are up, am I correct? If President Obama was, if the election was held today, do you think President Barack Obama would be reelected?
Yes, I think so, and I think the obvious Republican candidate that we see now thinks he will be reelected. I think most Republicans believe he will be elected. That's why they stoop to many tactics that aren't qualitative to try to tear him down, even to misrepresenting the truth, even to bearing false witness, because they think he will win. Yes, I think he will win.
But I'm saying to all voters,
go to the polls and vote your conviction. If you don't, anybody could get in there. A write-in candidate could be written in.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
Do you actually meet with President Barack Obama? Do you actually, you and a group of men, actually meet a group of men and women?
If he calls them together, you will.
Okay.
And he has some means there available for us to meet with him, and he's in our areas. He comes into our cities and towns, and there are other offers that you will come in to meet with him. And some of them are quite nice and can be very, not only helpful for his situation, but helpful for our situation. And we can enjoy ourselves. That is a means, a legal means set for people on his kitchen cabinet to be flown into Washington and to have dinner with the president and sit and eyeball the president and give him your thoughts.
Okay. All right. Dr. Walter Burns, you are a very intelligent man.
I thank you for saying that.
Yes, sir. It's the truth. You have 4 doctoral degrees. Are you working on a book?
Yes, I'm working to get the book published now. I work from January through the 21st of June with a seminary and college in Alaska, and with a group on a project which was a theological and ethical journal. And, of course, I've submitted my part for my area of research, of high-level research, to the college. And hopefully my work is going to be replaced in that journal. But in addition, it allows me to apply. And thank you for asking. I received a portion of my copyright papers today to copyright from copyright and patent offices. And when that procedure is finally, those papers are finally recorded, my number will go in the Library of Congress, and will be placed as a part of permanent federal record. That on the subject, and I'd like to hold the subject, if I may.
Okay.
But that subject.
Yes, sir.
Will go in under my name with my full abilities to receive whatever remuneration comes from our book when it's published. And my right to receive remuneration from persons who want to read that book. They can get a copy of it, and let me say this to you. I plan to, when this has been accomplished, involve to send you an autographed copy of that book. It's dealing
okay.
with an issue of our society that should concern us all. It will concern us ethically, morally, and our health. But it concerns us spiritually. And we need every young person in this nation, spiritually, morally. You choose your own praying ground, if I might use that term. I can't tell you what you gotta do as far as worship, but I can tell you that you have the right to worship, and you have the right to worship the same spiritual Father I worship. I worship the God of heaven. And we need ethical conduct, and we need ethical thought processes, and we need to face moral and ethical realities. And I tried to give the thoughts of some other visionaries and my own thoughts based on logic and based on education and based on spiritual and moral values. And I thank the Almighty, who is my Father in heaven, for giving me the strength to do so. And I thank the company and the fine gentleman who gave me a chance to do this good work, I think, as an adjunct professor. I wish him Godspeed, and they have my sincere thanks.
All right.
For this opportunity.
Dr. Walter Burns, how was your class reunion? You were telling me a little bit about it. If you don't want to talk about it, I understand it. But how was your class reunion?
It was very exciting. I graduated from Jack Yates High School, Houston, Texas, as a young, very young man, younger than most people graduate from high school. I was the youngest in my class. Now, that happened not by accident, but I was blessed, and I observed a critical one of my class reunions, and I thank God for allowing me to live to reach that number of years since I graduated from Jack Gates High. Jack Gates is a very good school, great school. We see it on national news. You can go online and see how its basketball team scores nationally every year, goes to the national championship. You can see great educators coming out of Jack Gates. I can call the name of Mr. Roland Martin, who is a broadcaster nationally. He's a graduate of Jack Gates. His mother graduated maybe a few years before I did. Mr. Martin Roland is on several networks, CNN, and he's very scholarly, gentleman, a young visionary, fiery about his journalistic approaches, and very intelligent, very well-read, and very well-spoken. Miss Debbie Allen, Miss Felicia Rashad, her sister. I know that brother who's a great musician. I know Eloise Laws, singer.
Okay.
I know some politicians who are holding public office. I know a person in the Congress from Texas who graduated from Jack Gates High School. I know some
people.
People at
your reunion?
There were some very famous people. There were former senators. There were former state representatives. There were existing city officials. There were several judges there. And, you know, I used to be in that capacity in juvenile court in this area.
A judge?
A juvenile court hearing officer. Yes.
Okay. Yes, sir.
And we had persons from many walks of life who held high academic posts in the great universities and colleges of this country, even Ivy League, and some others like Pepperdine, like Florida State, University of Florida, University of Georgia, from all over the country, and some even in foreign universities. There were athletes there who had stood well, played professional sports, retired athletes. We had some of our children who are now up and coming, one or two going to the Olympics. We had national recognized scholars who were part of the families of persons who graduated with me. These are young boys and girls coming out of high school.
Felicia Rashad,
I've known all my life. I've known her all my life. Her father was my first dentist. Her late father.
She played on the Cosby Show. She was played Mr. Bill Cosby's television wife.
That's correct.
Okay.
And Miss Allen is a great dancer. She was on Fame, and she's a choreographer still. And they both sing, and they have a brother, Andrew III. We call him Tex Allen, who's a musician who plays often overseas and out of the country. But he is one of the great jazz trumpeters of all time.
Okay.
Andrew, Tex Allen.
All right.
Johnny Nash was a big guy that we aspired to be like, who sang, "I Can See Clearly Now." He graduated from Jack Gates. And he is now a minister on the staff of a church where our class worshiped yesterday. He's retired from singing as much, but he works with the choir at a church he attended as a youth, and he's in the ministry, the gospel ministry of Jesus Christ, and he is an associate pastor at that church.
Yes, sir. All right. Well, I'm so glad to hear that you enjoyed your class reunion. I know
good
I apologize.
To see so many people that look so well, doing well. Only 52 of us are deceased out of a class of 400 and something. That is a lot of people. There were a few people that could not come because they're in ill health. Some that could not come because the economy or what have you has caused it not to be fiscally possible for them to do. But there were many there who were doing well. And we were grateful to see and spread love and challenge each other to make it 10 more years and 20 more years. And as long as we are allowed by the Almighty to live and serve. And we raised money for scholarships. We didn't just raise money just to pad somebody's pocket. We raised money to give scholarships to girls and boys to assist them in their educational process after, whether they're going to college or trade school or community college, and take a are going to into medical service areas, law enforcement and the like. There are scholarships available to assist them with the matriculative costs that are skyrocketing.
All right.
I thank you for this opportunity today.
I thank you, too. And I just got one more question. What advice do you have about education in this day and age? What advice do you have about education in this day and age?
Get as much education and learning as you can. Anything that stops growing, and if you fail to grow educationally and intellect and anything else in a positive manner, a plant that doesn't grow dies. A human that doesn't learn and grow in knowledge ceases to be. You wither away. Get your best knowledge and be prepared. Don't talk about the economy now. Get your education, and when it comes your time to serve, Dr. King used to say so often, if you build the best mousetrap in the woods, the world will be the path to your door. Build mousetraps. Build great careers. Broadcast like this young lady I'm talking to today, and he will bless you. And you work your way and somebody recognizes that you want to do something like this and you're able to do it. Thank you and rest you, and it's good to hear from a friend.
Okay,
look forward
you,
to doing
Walker.
This if you call me again. Thank you for
thank
every
you,
opportunity.
Sir.
Have
thank
a good evening.
Mm-hmm. Good evening. Goodbye, sir. We've had with us tonight on Show Talk with Angela Butler, Dr. Walter Burns. Dr. Walter Burns is a part of President Barack Obama's kitchen cabinet, established by President Andrew Jackson in 1803. He he is a very distinguished gentleman. He holds 4 doctoral degrees, and that's who you have been listening to. I like to talk about a few of my sponsors. Please do not forget Butterfly Cosmetics. This is April Smith Holtz Company. The website is www.butterflycosmetics.com. She's also hiring distributors or either representative, so you can hit her up on Facebook. Also, let's not forget Power of the Beaver off John Watts. And you just heard earlier in the show, you heard the Conglomerate Magazine owned by Garland McLaughlin. Next, we're going to play the exquisite barista commercial. And then we're going to pretty much end the show. And I thank you all for listening to the show Talk with Angela Butler.
Mm-hmm.
Let's get down to business. So you're having that company function or business function, and you need the proper services to get that business menu pumping. Okay, here's the solution. Call Exquisite Barista Services. Exquisite Barista Services has the experience to create a signature beverage for your business or organization. Services also include barista training, custom beverage menu creation, food and beverage pairing, and so much more. Visit Exquisite Barista Services online at www.exquisiteexpressinc.com, or better yet, call 210-701-0143. That's 210-701-0143. Don't take your chances on the other man. Get that grand plan and choose Exquisite Barista Services.
All right, listeners, that was this has been Show Talk with Angela Butler. You've been listening to me, Angela Butler, and Dr. Walter Burns was my guest tonight. I thank you all for listening to the show, and I ask that if anyone wants to advertise, to contact me on Facebook on Show Talk with Angela Butler, or simply Angela Butler Facebook page, or either email me at angelabutlershow@gmail.com. Anyone who cares to advertise on the show is more than welcome to. That's Angela, A-N-G-E-L-A, Butler, B-U-T-L-E-R, show, S-H-O-W, @ gmail.com. If you care to advertise on the show, I could be a guest on the show. I'm currently looking for sponsors and advertisers. Also, for those of you who simply want to be a guest, please contact me in the same way, same manner. Thank you for coming on the show. God bless everyone, and I look forward to talking with you again. Good night, everyone. God bless.